side of the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain bastards as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
Shouting from a mountain today. We're shouting loud, we're shouting proud, and we're shouting till our throats are. Nah, till we got nothing left to shout.
Yeah.
Because we are Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show on the radio dial, especially on the left side of the dial. And we're here today, your host, Ray Guarino. Compadre.
Dial, it's all digital. What are you
I
talking
know.
About?
Well, the left side of the digits, yeah. With Joe D, my co-host and wingman. Who,
the other guy.
And we have a very special guest in the studio today. And that's what our drum intro piece is for, because we're commemorating Terry Wilson, cover man, the LS King, as seen in Playing in Traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh,
here man. He is.
What's up, everyone? How's
Say
everyone
hello.
Doing?
Yeah.
Say hello to everyone out there. Yeah, my Ellis Crazed Amigos. Everyone, what's happening? Facebook, Instagram,
yeah.
YouTube. All
yeah.
of them. What's
Terry,
up?
Yeah, it is a pleasure. Terry, like I said, I met you on Playing in Traffic.
Yes.
Lou Santiago. We do that show on Thursday nights.
You got to give a big shout out to the family, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, you got Louis Lee. You got Tori, you know, De Blasio.
Matt
you know.
Goman. Let's
Matt Goman.
Matt Goman.
Don't forget Vinny.
Vince, right?
We got Vince. We can't forget Nelson Gill. You know, we got a whole family, you know?
They got,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Jim is on that too.
Jim yes.
Yeah,
Jim.
Absolutely, my boy Jim.
Yeah, and Chassie John. Yes. A drummer.
Another drummer.
That's right.
Drummers.
Well, Joe, I told you, my co-host Joe is a bass player.
I did not know.
Terry yes. plays bass too.
Oh, okay.
So we could get cool. some wicked kind of something going on here.
We need a jam session up in here.
I'm telling you, right?
Oh, wow.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, that's, you know, and that's the thing. We're playing in traffic. We have our, usually when we're on Blue Jeans, we kind of, you know, after an hour, Lou has to get his coffee. He goes, other things to do. So
yep.
loosely
yep.
has to get up early.
Yep.
So we stay later.
Mm-hmm.
We've stayed on until after midnight, and like with Chassie John and the boys, and it turns into the music show.
And you know, it's funny because you know when you sit there and you listen to these guys, such a wealth of knowledge.
Oh yeah,
in that room, in that chat room, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I learned so much just sitting there listening to them. Especially, I
Lots
remember that
of
time.
Experience.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that time we were talking about that Impala. You remember that? And Chassie John, he was just like, "No, that parachute needs to be a little lower."
The parachute,
yeah,
right,
parachute.
Right.
And I was just like, "Wow, I never would have looked at that like that."
Yeah.
You know. But then I don't have a car that needs a parachute.
No, so. Me neither. Yeah, unless I'm jumping out of a plane, I don't need one either. But
that's the guy you want to have as harness.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly.
You got that right. So Terry, there's more to cover than we can possibly cover in an hour. So I don't know where we're gonna.
We could do it.
How we're gonna do it? But we're going to try our best. Of
That's
course,
right.
you're so, known for your LS conversions.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about this brake conversion you did on your car, this
98-02 Camaro. So.
Yes, yeah.
You got
yes,
me
yes.
thinking about switching from my Wilwood stuff over to this, because I like having parts I could buy in a 7-Eleven.
Right, right, right.
You know, and if you're upstate somewhere and you need a brake part, you can get that stuff anywhere.
Exactly.
You
Instead know? Of having to go into the manufacturer,
right.
you know, you can even go to the junkyard and get that stuff.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that was BRP. That was BRP brake setup that I used. The guys over there, really nice guys, and matter of fact, I'm gonna be doing something with them because they're more than brakes at this point. They
okay.
got a whole package, you know, cross member, transmission mounts, engine mounts. They got a whole setup, headers. So I'm gonna be doing something with them as well. But yeah, they came into play when I was doing my 71 Chevelle, and we were talking. I was talking to them, and they make a bracket that you sandwich between. Well, it depends. You got to have 16-inch wheels or better.
Right.
That's
kind of given. Yeah.
Yeah. Because what happened is those calipers came on 16-inch wheel Camaro Firebird. So
right.
You want to get those. So now if you have a car with a stagger, like a Camaro Firebird, they got a stagger.
Sure.
You're going to have to get two left side back plates. The front, you get the same.
This
front
is for the rears, right?
That's for the rears. But if you have a Chevelle A-body or anything that doesn't have a stagger,
right.
you just rip the calipers and the backing plates off of 98 to 2002 Camaro, mm-hmm. or either Firebird.
Nice.
And it's a great setup. And I did a video. I did the cost and everything. I think it came out
about
to like everything. Yeah, something like that.
It was very, and
your car stops like a Camaro. And
now, you had mentioned on the video, because I watched it last night, you were talking about the rotor, and you said you have to send, you mentioned the hub. You said you
right.
got to, now what were you referring to exactly? Because the rotor is a rotor, it's a hub
right.
type rotor.
Right. Now, if you remember with, if you have, now, they got two kits. They have a kit whereas if you have a front drum which had a rotor in it.
Right.
So you'd have to send that rotor in and have it machined down so it'll fit in its hub.
I learned something about that. On the drum brake cars, the spindle is exactly the same between
right.
drum and disc. There is a difference. That is exactly the same.
Little, yeah.
There's a square nub on the drum brake
yes.
spindle. Mm. You cut that off. And you can use the disc brake. So
yeah.
maybe that's what they're doing.
Well, you know, and if you have, let's say you have a regular, I don't know, you know, factory drum brake from a GM.
Right.
You know, it's got one piston.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to upgrade to a two-piston, they make a kit for that as well. But for the most part, the kits are for if you want to convert from a drum to a disc, to
right.
a two-piston that came on a 98 to 2002
right.
Camaro.
Which ought to be just fine.
No,
yeah.
The car stops on you. I still have it on my Chevelle and, you know, from day one, and the car stops beautifully.
What size are those rotors? What's the diameter of those rotors?
14-inch, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm thinking for
good
my
size,
car, Joe. Because
yeah.
I went with the A-body rotors, which are like 10.5-inch, with the Wilwood D52 direct replacement caliper, but
right.
I'm thinking I want a bigger rotor.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, of course you need a different caliper bracket and all of that, and
yeah.
that solves that problem.
It may be, now that I think about it, I'm not really 100% sure, but I think it's a little bit bigger than stock than what you have.
Well, the B-bodies had 11-inch. They went with the 11-inch stuff, because
right.
I had a set of those sitting in my den. You know, it's like, you know how you get parts laying around.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
B-body
everywhere.
Cop cars, I think, about 12 inches. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Mm. So 14.
But there's a range
of
them, yeah.
That's sweet. That is nice.
It's a nice package, and like I said, it's cost efficient. I mean, you don't have to go and spend like $900 on a set of calipers.
Right.
You know? You're just going to the junkyard and find one.
So let me ask you this. When you do your videos, you do them in your home garage,
right.
your home shop, which is cool.
Yeah.
Is that
nice layout.
Is that
oh,
a pen
you.
And ink drawing of Jerry Lewis over your toolbox?
Oh man, no, that's actually me.
That's you.
That's
really
me. That was me. Yeah, that was me when I had the long hair and everything like that.
Get out of here! No, listen. The coloring's off a little bit because now you obviously you said it. I was going to bring it up, but you
take a look at it now.
You
right?
actually addressed it. No, because you are the young Muhammad Ali. There's no two ways about. As soon as I saw you, I said, "Hey, this dude looks like Muhammad Ali. That's cool." If you grow a beard,
yeah,
you can maybe ditch that. But that's not a bad.
No,
I wish someone said I look like Muhammad.
No, I take it as a compliment. Matter of fact,
sir.
I did a video one time before, and I was mentioning like, you know, people who I looked up to, idols, and
right.
you know, like I said, my parents, A1 family, but Muhammad Ali, Bruce Lee, Richard Petty,
mm-hmm.
you know, Wendell Scott, those were the guys. You know, Magic Johnson. You know, I used to look up to these guys and want to emulate them. So Muhammad Ali would have to be the top dog.
Not a bad list.
No, and you know,
that's definitely somebody to look up to.
No,
that's for
man.
Sure.
Yeah, and so as growing up. It really didn't hit me until I was, I guess the first time I heard it when I was about 17 years old. I still remember the day when I first heard it, and I never really thought about it. I was in a Midas, and I was getting some work done, you know, on my car, and, you know, they had the little waiting room. I was sitting there.
Right.
And one of the clerks was just looking at me weird, and I was like, what, you know, didn't think nothing of it, to the point where it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, I said, yo, is everything all right? He goes, you know who you look like? I was like,
Jerry Lewis.
No, my dad. No, Jerry Lewis. And he goes, you look like Muhammad Ali. And I never heard it before.
Okay.
Then he says, because I guess there was a magazine that was there, and there was a
okay.
picture of Muhammad Ali when he was real young.
Right.
And, you know, it looked like something that would be in my family album. I was like, you know, like
wow.
if I saw this, I'd be like, when did I take this picture? And when did I dress up as a boxer?
Yeah.
Did it look that much like me? And I
hell
was
yeah.
like,
wow.
or I look that much like him.
Yeah.
So
that's
from that
compliment.
Point on, I mean, even when I'm in the city, I get stopped.
Well, Anybody now would know, you know, obviously.
I mean, they know, but
like
they
said,
just like, you know.
You look like a younger Muhammad Ali.
They're just like, you know who you look like. You know who, oh my God, you know who you look like.
Yeah.
You know, so that's.
Hey, that's great.
And
know?
It's a beautiful thing.
They
so
say there's, we all have a twin somewhere. God, how,
yes.
Hopefully we haven't, luckily we haven't met ours.
Oh, come on.
There's two of us?
Yeah. Two beautiful men up in here.
The world ain't ready for that stuff. Let me tell you right away.
Oh, hell no.
Was your dad into cars, Terry, or any other guys in your family? Or
yeah, how'd you get the car bug?
The car bug was from my uncle. My father, my father liked nice cars, but he didn't want to, you know, he was one of those guys that, you know, he worked in the bank, managed the bank, so he was clean. He was very dapper. He was very sharp.
Right.
Not me.
Well, put you in a suit and tie, and I'm sure you look pretty sharp, too.
Yeah, but that
ain't your head.
You know what? It's not my bag. You know what it's like? It's like being a musician, you know, being a jazz musician and playing rock. It's like a jazz musician playing rock, you know?
Yeah, it's like you're a polished bass player and he wants you to sit in with the Who. Kind of like Thunderfingers, right? Like, I always thought that whistle was a little out of place. But you know what I'm saying? You're right.
But my uncle was the one who... got me into it because he was the one that had down south. He must have had about 14 cars, and all of which was like top notch. I mean, he had a GTO, he had a couple of GTOs, which was his car. He liked A body cars, but then he had a Buick, a GSX Stage 1.
Nice.
What's called 70 Stage 1.
Nice.
GSX. And that was supposed to come to me.
Uh huh.
But that's another story for another time.
You know
what happens when someone passes and you get, oh, this car's worth this much. And so it didn't come to me. So but I think I did pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, let me say, if you want to get in on the phone with us, give us a call, 516-572-7440. Check us out, motormouthradio.com. We're on Twitter, which is Motormouth Radio. And Joe's favorite on Instagram.
Real_Motormouth Radio.
And we're on Facebook as well. And if you go to, you may want, if you don't get our blog, you can sign up for it on Motormouth. Radio.com. You may want to. There's an article that comes up this week as a blog article from, it was done by our good friend from automoblog.net.
Carl Anthony.
Carl Anthony, that's correct. It's called Welcome to the Club, Younger Generations Embrace Classic Cars. He wrote this article for Hagerty, our insurance company.
Yes.
And he had interviewed me for the article. So if you want to see what I had to say about it, you can either go to Hagerty.com.
Right. You have a few sage words in there. Yeah, a couple sage sentences. Yep.
You go to Hagerty.com, automoblog.net, or motormouthradio.com, and you can see that article and check it out and tell Carl how good he did it writing, because he did a fantastic job. So that's good to know. So
out there.
Yeah, we're playing around with it. That's right. You know,
some of us have a hard time finding the on button. Now we're all over the friggin' interweb.
I know. The other thing I want to ask you, Terry, is on your Chevelle, you use these Verishocks.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And I was curious. I happen to be using QA1 shocks in my car.
Right.
And I want to take the front ones out. I don't think they're doing the right thing. And I actually talked to one of the QA1 rebuilders because they have a network.
Yeah, you can get those rebuilt.
And this guy was telling me he was like pretty much poo-pooing these things like crazy. He's like,
really?
Well, you know, there's budget line shocks, there's good shocks. I'm like, what are you telling me here? You know, these things were not cheap.
Oh, they didn't tell you that when you bought it, no?
Hell no. And that actually rose. I wrote that down, the double adjustable Verishocks, because that's... I'm going to be playing with that. I may just go take a set of stock, off-the-shelf stock shocks and throw them in there and see if the problems I was having go away.
What kind of problems are you having, though?
I'm running an A-body, which is 65, so it's the earlier, and it's lowered, it's dropped, and if you push on that fender, it's like pushing on this bench. You're not moving.
Is it a double adjustable?
Single adjustable.
See, that's the thing.
But the car over dips tends to wah-wah-wah over the dips.
Right,
it's almost
right.
like the shock isn't working.
Mm.
So I want to do a plug and play. I want to throw a set of stock shocks in and see if that at least lessens, you know, before I go and spend money on something
else. Well, you got the Verishock, right? No, you got the
QA1.
QA1. With the adjustability, is that on the rebound or the coil?
It's with QA1, they say it kind of handles...
A little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
So it might do a decent job on both, but if you're telling me that you're hitting that... Is it a coilover?
Yeah. No. I'm using coil springs and shocks.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
But I want to see what these guys have to offer, because that may be nice.
Is the shock, what kind of spring are you running? What kind
of rate? 980, I think they're 980 foot-pounds per inch. I went with Global West.
That's a stiff shock. That's
spring. Well, as I said, it's like pushing on this bench.
Yeah, so that may be your problem right there.
I don't know. Well, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're on the drum. We're doing the drum show today, Joe.
Yes.
You know, you like it, so we're going to take another quick little break.
I'm just going to sit back and watch.
And we'll be back with more of Terry Wilson, Coverman, and Ray and Joe. Show, Motormouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
.3 WHPC wants to let you know that Wednesday, April 17th is our second ever WHPC Day at Miller's Ale House of Levittown. On Wednesday, April 17th, Miller's Ale House of Levittown is hosting a Give Back Day to support WHPC. More information can be found by searching for 90.3 WHPC on Facebook at 903 WHPC on Twitter or at 903 WHPC on Instagram. Miller's Ale House is located at 3046 Hempstead Turnpike in Levittown, across from the Tri-County Flea Market, where WHPC's Give Back Day is Wednesday, April 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. Thanks to you and Miller's Ale House of Levittown for supporting the non-commercial educational radio at the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. This portion of programming on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by the Center for Workforce Development at Nassau Community College. If you are interested in entering the growing healthcare workforce, consider beginning your career as a community health worker. NCC is offering a training program that prepares individuals to join community care teams at hospitals and human service agencies to help patients recover at home and receive the care and resources they need. The Community Health Worker Program provides entry-level job training, including credit and non-credit coursework, and an internship. This four-month program begins in April. This program is funded by the Bank of America Foundation, NQP, and the New York State Department of Labor. For more information, call 516-572-7487 or email cwd@ncc.edu.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
Yeah, we're back with more every single weekend kind of stuff on the show. We're going to go back to the phones and the fun, and we're going to say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Ray.
Lewis. Hey, Lewis Lee. How you doing, brother?
You found us.
What's happening, people?
What's happening, Lewis? Oh, we're having a beautiful day.
Ah.
I heard my man Terry on, so I thought I'd call in and say hello.
Absolutely.
We were just talking about you, brother.
Yeah.
We're trying to make the Play in the Traffic show the radio version of it, which doesn't always work well because at least on the computer we can hold stuff up.
But, hey, you guys are doing putting it down for us, man. I appreciate all the love that you're showing Play in the Traffic. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's a great show.
Come Absolutely,
that's, totally.
That's our other home. That's our other home. So what's up, Lewis? We're gonna go.
I'm actually getting set up for Play in the Traffic this week. I'm posting everything online and getting it all set up, which I probably might need you guys to take care of it because I'll be traveling to Canada for a show up there.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. We can.
I might need you guys to hold the fort.
Sure. We'll be back on Blue Jeans or on...
Crowdcast.
Oh, Crowdcast again. Okay. All right.
If anybody wants to... register to be on the show or watch the show, they can go to planintraffic.com and all the information is there.
Yeah, and last week we had on Heather Storm from Garage Squad, which was great. I mean, she was, it's always good. We always like it on this show to get females in because it's the other side of the spectrum that you don't always get to see, especially if they wrench and they know how to play with cars and whatever. And to see her on that show, I always like having the female guest on because it's, somebody asked me, hey, how come it was on Crowdcast? You can only have four people on. I'm like, yeah, I think Lewis was keeping the sharks away from the meat.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's real cool people. She's an awesome woman.
Yeah
she's good people. I met her out at SEMA last year or this past year at the Velocity party. Mm-hmm. And she's good people.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody lined up for this week, or is it a free-for-all?
No, it's a free-for-all because me and Lou will be traveling up to the Motorama Canada, Toronto.
Okay.
So we'll be up there. I might be able to jump on for a little bit. I should be there by then. So I might be able to jump in.
Okay, we'll hold down the fort. You know, we've done it a few times, so we kind of got the lay of the land.
You've been around from the start, bro.
Not a problem. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's always good. And, you know, we get guys like Terry. Now to get to see him in the flesh is fantastic because he's one of the guys I said, hey, this dude is doing the right thing. I want to learn more about that.
You got me blushing, man.
You know, I know we got Mike in the shop today. He's sitting there over in the shop. He's been toying with the idea of putting an LS maybe in the 66 Biscayne that we have over there.
Ooh.
And it's, you know, it's like almost like a rat rod looking because the car has that, it's like that butternut yellow, but it's got like enough rust on it where it's like
patina.
Brown and yellow.
Attitude.
Yeah. And it's a four-door. And I said, wow, now listen, this thing, that would be kind of different, but cool.
Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah.
I know he's thinking about that. So, it's just infectious. We all learn from each other and we have a great time.
And that's what it's about. That's what it really is about.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yep. Well, hey, guys, I don't want to interrupt your interview with Terry, so I'm going to jump off. And I will talk to you guys later this week.
Okay, cool. Lewis.
Thanks, Lewis.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye. All right. That was our good buddy Lewis Lee from Playing in Traffic. Check him out on, there is no playintraffic.com, but go to Lou Santiago's Facebook page or go to allendsmag.com. That's Lewis's online magazine, and you can find feeds. We also have a link on motormouthradio.com, and we all have a happy time and play. We play in traffic. Behind our computers.
Like with all them boxes there, it's like the Brady Bunch, but with car guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
I did.
Did you?
All right. Then we have it fold up in the house. That's all right.
Yeah, that's cool. So, Terry.
You could be Alice.
Okay. Hey, like I never was Alice before? What the hell? Mm-hmm. When we talk about LS, let's just take a step back and go to the intermediate side, the basic side, because there are people who may not know. They hear it all the time, but they're like, what's an LS?
What's an LS engine?
And why would I want one?
Well, okay, an LS is a modular engine that came out in Corvettes first, and then they made themselves available in Camaros and Firebirds, and then GTOs, and then pretty much GM fleet, when you get 8-cylinders. I'll tell you a quick story. My first experience with the LS engine was, I had a buddy who worked at a Chevy dealership, and he told me, Terry, you got to come down here. You got to see this new Camaro. All right? And I was like, it was the 98 Camaro. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's a 90. I knew something about LS.
I want the brakes off that car.
Yeah, really.
20 years.
Who would have thought about that back then? Yeah. But I didn't, I was like, it was Camaros. It's nip and tuck from 97. It's not a big deal. He said, you got to check this car out, Terry. It's not the LT engine. It's the LS engine in this.
Right.
I heard a little bit about it with the throughout the Corvettes, but I'm not much of a Corvette guy. So I go down there. He has two of them sitting there. He has an SS red with a stick. And a white one. He says, Terry, take one out. So I grabbed it, of course, the stick.
Yeah, of course.
And I took that car out, and I came back, and I was just floored by this car. I was like, let me look at this engine. Popped the hood open, and I saw the LS engine. I mean, I've seen them in pictures, but I never saw one up close and personal. And I was like, this is incredible. This car is, I flipped over the car. And I said to him, I remember saying to him, there's got to be a way that we got to put this engine like in a 69 Camaro, Chevelle, or something, a Nova. This would be awesome. There you go. I showed a picture.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
That's a buddy's Nova. Yeah.
And that was my love with the LS. But then at that time, like I said, it was around 97 and 98. They weren't plentiful as they are now. I mean, it was...
Right.
Everyone
right.
was doing
they
tune ports.
They started as the performance motor.
Right. And everyone was putting tune ports. That was the...
That's Lou's motor choice. He likes the TPI motors.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. The tune port is a better looking engine. I mean, it's a pretty engine.
It's different looking, yeah.
It's unusual. It looked like a big spider sitting on top of there.
Right.
And the LT, the second gen LT, they just didn't get there. They're due.
That's the one you skipped over. That's the one that I own.
Yeah.
I actually have one. They kind of like on
they got a bad rap because of the ignition system.
The ignition system,
the Optipuke. But I look at go from the TPI and then to like the LT1, and you can see they cleaned up the whole intake area. They squared it off.
They
started making it look a little cleaner, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and then jumped into the LS where it was like, oh my god, what'd they do? They like clean slate of paper.
I fell in love with that engine. And
well, I guess you can tell I'm in the Stone Age. I had a clean slate of paper. Was I using a chisel and a hammer? I don't know.
Wilma! Was it Mr. Slate?
Yeah, Mr.
Slate. Yes. But that was the love fixation with that LS engine.
And that started. So the first one that you got, you put in your Camaro?
The 69 Camaro, the one that's in that picture. That was my first one I did back in 2000. I bought that car in 2005, so about 2006, 2007, because it was probably 2006 I got the engine, because I had a buddy who worked at Contemporary Corvettes in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And matter of fact, it's funny because I had my 80 Z28 at the time that I had since high school, and he says, Terry, I got a GTO engine in here, you know, with the transmission. And he says, I also have an LS6. And I was like, I want them both. You know, because I was going to take that tune port out of my 80 Z28 and put the LS6 in there,
right.
Which the LS6 is a ripper from stoplight to stoplight. You can't beat LS6 is a woo. And so I was, you know, we were working out a deal, and we had the deal done. But then what happened was he had it online. Mm-hmm. Someone had bought it online.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I can understand that. So I stuck with the tune port in the 80 Z28, and I put the LS2. In the 69 Camaro.
Besides the A's, the S's, the L's, the 2's, the 3's, the 6's, that's a whole other issue with those engines. You know, Mike and I were talking about, in the early days, engine mounts. Like, it was like doing a V8 Vega conversion back in our day, Joe. It's like, you know, what was it, Chet Herbert, and who was the company?
Transdapt.
No, the Transdapt dip is another one. It was like Chet Herbert and somebody else had a conversion, one of the early conversion kits. Mm. You know, she needed engine mounts, tranny mounts, headers, stuff that was not off the
Motion
shelf.
Used to sell them, too.
And
the
Motion
kits,
did, too.
Yep.
So how did you handle that? I mean, now you could buy it off the shelf.
Now you can buy it right off the shelf. But even up to 2011 when I did my Chevelle, there weren't that many companies that were making cross members, because now you got to remember, it's not a cross member for an automatic, it's an automatic and a T56.
Right.
Or either automatic, you know, if you're going to go with, back then, what, 4L80 or something like that for automatic. Now you got the Turbo 400, a different animal.
Right.
You know, so now you got to get a bell housing or whatever, you know, like to bolt, be able to bolt that transmission up. But for what I did was, Mark Campbell from Street and Performance, he showed me this trick.
Okay.
He said to me, take the cross member out, cut the perch off, this transmission cross member, flip it upside down.
Right.
Move the cross member to the first bolt, because the cross member on an A-body, there's four bolts.
That's right.
Move them forward to the first bolt.
Uh-huh.
Put the perch into the transmission, align it.
Right.
You know,
that
angle
gives
it.
A reference.
Exactly.
Yeah,
get it, move the perch, tack it in.
Yeah.
And it worked. And that cross member is still on my Chevelle to this day.
That's the kind of engineering I like. You know, that's good stuff.
That's real hot.
You know, I'm reading an article just in Hot Rod Magazine now, how to adapt an older style Muncie 4-speed to an LS engine.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, everything is just coming around now.
Yeah, they make adapter plates for it. You can do anything. But like I said, back in 2011, there were no companies that were... I mean, you may have one or two, because it was it was still a new animal. Just like now, you got the LT4 and the LT1 engines.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't know why they reused
they went those. I know. Confusing to go back to the old nomenclature.
Yeah. But now you're going to start seeing more and more people start adapting, but then again, those engines are going to be way out, so I don't see the LS is going anywhere in time soon.
No.
Because as something new comes in, the LS gets, you would think the LS, the price of those engines would go down, but some of those engines are still up there.
Well, that's because they're very desirable, and the thing is when you have something that has so much stuff available for it, you know, that's the one that people are going to want.
The
oddball stuff, nobody's going to really want that just yet.
Not just yet. Until it's like, you start seeing more and more cars getting wrecked, and you get the engines in the
You only get the true maniacs at that point with those cars.
Right. Our friends.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of maniacs, we're going to take another break. I got to mention that you should, if you're free Thursdays at 3:30, check out NCC Forum, the show where you can learn about different departments, clubs, or personnel here at the Nassau Community College campus. It's hosted by Kevin Boston Hill, and that's very informational. We're going to go to the jazz side of stuff here a little bit for this break, because we're all diverse men in this room, and we'll be back in a few seconds. Well, maybe about a minute. We'll take a quick break with more Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D, Terry Wilson, Cover Man, and keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHPC.
Every sound, every note, including the bass, on this track is played by a monkey.
American Hit Radio, Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Attention, all NCC students. Do you want to witness a musical showdown on campus? On Tuesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. in the CCB Multipurpose Room, Nassau Concerts and WHPC will be having their first annual Battle of the Bands. Come see talented students compete for the chance to win over the judges at this exciting event. If you can't be there in person, be sure to tune in to hear the battle on 90.3 WHPC live Tuesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. More information is available by searching for Nassau Concerts on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. The Nassau Community College Battle of the Bands. May the best musicians win.
We're all trying to keep up here in the studio. It's kind of tough to hang with the likes of Traps, Mr. Buddy Rich. But
Buddy Rich, oh my God.
Even Joe's giving it a shot. He's doing okay. He's using his elbow on it. Ow. Ow is right.
He's one of those guys where you see him play and you just like put the drumsticks down.
Yeah.
Walk away. Walk away.
Yeah. Drop just it and walk away.
Just okay, walk away. I thought I had a good career going here, but you know what?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That was...
Buddy Rich.
We, wow. We like the jazz side, too. You know, music has been our other.
Well, that's the thing. The arts, and I was, you know, it's funny because when I was at SEMA, I was talking with Ed Golden, and he made a good point, which I totally agree with. He goes, when you have, you know, artists, you know, like no matter what, you know, if it's painting, if it's designing, whatever, they seem to be the coolest people.
It's the creative mindset.
Yeah, creative mindset, exactly.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what we do, you know, cars, you know.
It kills me because every week Terry comes on and right behind him you see the drum set. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that must make you nuts.
Yeah, it does. But then Chassis John will go out to the garage and show us his spider web set.
Oh, forget
like,
it, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what is he, Neil Peart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So back to the LSs. We were talking about the alphabet soup that is the designations,
yeah.
And then we get into the cylinder head changes. So, yeah. But just can you encapsulate that into something that people can understand?
Well, it's
like
it's,
us.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. You got your certain types of LSs, and depending on what you want to do with the LS with your car, you'd be better to set one apart from the other. And like if you were going to go with like a turbo, a twin turbo, a lot of people swear by the smaller ones, the what's it called, 4.8s and the 5.3s.
Okay.
And the cathedral port head ones.
Here we go. Yeah. I knew it was going to go to heads.
Yeah, it's because cathedral port heads.
We just had a lesson a few weeks ago on it, and Terry goes, wait, hold on. He reaches over and grabs one. Here's cathedral port.
It's always about the breathing.
Yeah, right?
It's got to be about the breathing and like the back pressure.
And I thought that was like a great idea, but you were saying it. No, the other ones, the what was the other type of head called?
The square port.
Square port. That was maybe...
Yeah, well, you got square port and rectangular port. See, a lot of people think that they're the same, but the rectangular ports are what's the LS3 style head.
Right.
That's a rectangular port where the LS7 and I believe the LS9, that one is a square port.
Okay.
And so they're not interchangeable. That's the only ones that are not interchangeable. I'm not sure if they even make an adapter plate for it. But,
all right. We have someone else on the line. We're going to go back to the phone and say, hi, you're on the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Ray, what's going on?
Hey, Tori de Blasio, good friend.
Hey, Tori.
It's our rear end expert.
Uh-oh. You're giving me way too much credit, but thank you. I'll take it.
What's happening, Tori?
Not much. I was listening on the interview. Awesome job as always. I think I'd give a call in and say hi to everybody.
Excellent.
Good to hear from you.
Tori's another authority when it comes to LSs.
Okay.
Again, too much credit, but thank you.
No. We're going to hook him up. We're going to get him an LSA on his, what are we doing, the 55, 50? Yeah, we might as well just ask right now. I want to know who it's what the favorite. Yeah, that's right.
I've heard about this.
You heard about this conversation? I say everyone should call in and say what their favorite Tri-5 Chevrolet is.
And I'm going to tell you, from a man who looks like Muhammad Ali, he's in a room of guys who he knows, and he's got a guy on the phone and he knows the answer, and he still asks the question. That's a set of coyotes, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. I got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, I got to put it out there. 55, the double nickel.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Oh, my goodness. I will tell you this. I do like one part of the 57. Because it got those openings above the headlights.
Yeah. Oh, the vents.
And those vents, and you can do like a really cool cold air induction with that. But Other than that, it's the 56.
Well, I just got, hey, Matco Man just sent us, sent us in. And, of course, he said, great show, 55. So
this
is a repeat of Thursday night.
Here it comes.
I'm not going to be satisfied until at least get one person.
Well, like I told you, my first car was a 56. I never got to drive it because I was like 13. But there's something about the 56 two doors, about the you know, the hardtop cars. I like the side trim, the way it arcs down towards the bottom of the car. I just like that look for some reason.
I like the front
end. Ray, I agree with you.
The front end is such a beautiful front end. Yeah. It is. I mean, when
let me elaborate.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk to me, Terry.
Let me elaborate for a second, okay?
No. Right.
I really like the 56 Nomad. Now, I have a 55 Nomad, as does Ray, and I'm going to put it out there. It's my favorite. You have the radius rear wheel wells, which are, you know, which are great if you want to put a nice wide tire on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to worry about, you know, rubbing and what have you. But the 56, the way they split the paint in the two tones in the moldings on the Nomad, it's just like a hard top.
You're right about
that.
I
really like that, you know. So you go around the back of a 56 Nomad, think it's, let's say, a white car. Then you see the side of it and you notice, oh, it's two-tone. It's red and white, or teal and white, or so. Yeah, it gives you a little bit of that wow factor the way they split the paint up. So I was always impressed.
All three of those cars are pretty awesome. I don't want to fight.
Oh boy,
I'm not gonna refuse one of them. So.
Well, I will say this: with all the car guys we've known in our lives and talked to, Terry, you take it the most gracious out of anybody because you keep getting slammed down.
I do.
And you keep coming back up, which is, we give you a lot of credit for that.
Because you know,
listen, they're all great. They
really are. Yeah.
I wouldn't throw any one of them out of my garage for dripping oil.
No, me neither.
And I do like the Nomads. And like I said before, even on Plane and Traffic, if I had to have a Nomad, it has to be a 55.
Okay,
it has to be a 55.
Ray, he's coming over to our side.
I see that.
We're bringing him around.
Being in Long Island does that to me.
There we go.
We try. We do our best.
Feel the force.
Yes, yes.
Oh, cool, Tori. So I guess you heard Lewis saying we may have to run the thing on Thursday or Wednesday, whatever that we pick, because whatever.
Lewis texted me already, and he said, hey, can you guys, and Ray, you and I have done it already on Crowdcast when you, I don't remember the circumstances, but I said, yeah, Lewis, we've done that. I don't know who ran it, but Ray and me did it, so there's no problem. We'll take care of it.
Sure, we'll make it work, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, we always do.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to, there's no guest this week because, you know, Lewis traveling.
Right.
But, I don't know. Should I give you the teaser of who's going to be on the week after, on 13th?
Sure, please do.
We love teasers.
Von Hot Rod Valdez, the pinstriper.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes. And I'll give you another teaser. Bogey Latina from All Girls Garage will be on the 20th.
Nice.
Okay, very good.
So we have some really, you know, good guests coming up. I hope all of your listeners, Ray, you know, tune in to Play in Traffic. For now, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time because of Lou's schedule. But we're going to go back to Thursday, I think.
Right.
Once, you know, Lou's schedule, you know, clears up to college.
I kind of like doing it Wednesday because I get to watch the Orville on Thursday nights.
There you go. So,
you know what?
That's important.
Yeah.
If you're asking me what day I like Wednesdays also because my daughter doesn't have school. It's a day that there's not a lot of running around to do.
You know,
Thursday just seems like it's just always crazy.
A few years ago, we were doing a show on Wednesday nights, and then it switched because of some, you know, a consideration that was, you know, that needed to be filled. So yeah, I mean, we could bounce around. I think the audience will follow us.
Oh, I agree, and you know, the show is definitely, you know, gained traction. It's getting a lot more popular.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm really happy to be a part of it, and I love where it's going. So
we have the traction bars fully installed and adjusted. The snubbers are hitting those springs just right.
And the parachute is level.
And the parachute is level. Thanks to Chassis John.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, we got to get John involved, exactly.
Exactly. All right, Tori, we're going to have to let you run, because I think Matco Man wants to come in and give us a buzz.
Sounds good. It was great talking to everybody.
Good hearing
and
from you.
And I'll see you again on Wednesday night.
Yeah, we'll do, Tori. Thanks a lot.
Feel better, brother.
Right. Take care. Thank you much. Take care, guys.
So long. Ah, that was Tori de Blasi from right from right here in Long Island. Let's go back again and see if we can get back on the phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys. It's Hey Matco Man.
Hey, Matco Man. What's up, Brian?
Here's
Matco.
Doing good. Just sitting here watching it snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be getting that soon.
We're due for... Yeah, you guys got... You got all the stuff we didn't get this year.
I know. I'm going to pack it all up and send it up your way.
Nah, you can hold on to it for a little
while. What a prince.
You hold on to that.
Yeah.
I just want to say it's a great show. Love listening to you. Even though I'm a Ford guy, I can put up with Terry a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. As we know, Brian, in the car world, at this point in our lives, you got to embrace everything because it's all good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like I said, we're going to have to finally convert him on the 55 theory, though.
We're getting there.
They're getting there.
I don't know.
They're going to get there. Yeah, it'll probably be like y'all standing there. Oh, I hate it. But as soon as I drive away, oh, this is great.
Nice car. Yeah.
Well, like we said, Joe and I said, we wouldn't kick it out of our driveway.
No, not at all. Yeah. And I tell you something else, Macko, man. A 69 Mustang, I would not throw out of my driveway either. No. Matter of fact, I would look for it. And a 70. Those are my two favorite Mustangs, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's one thing about being a car guy. You may be true blue to one, but you still kind of like something else from somewhere else.
It's like I say before, you can't discount the beauty of another dealer, another car company, because you pledge allegiance to another. Now, I'm a Chevy guy. That's no.
Hey, I gotta tell you, down at the shop I work at, I'm restoring a '71 Chevelle for the guy, and he also has a '70 Mach 1. And never having been a Ford guy, but I look at that front bumper, the way it comes around and follows the body line, Ford nailed that. I mean, that was so perfect.
The 69 and 70 Mustang is just a pretty, you can't look at that car and say
they are good looking.
There's nothing ugly about that car. I'm sorry. I mean, like, even if you're a diehard GM fan or Mopar guy, you can't look at that car and say that's an ugly car. Just like you can't look at a Cuda, a 71 70 Cuda, and say, oh, that's a hideous looking car. No, right.
There are no hideous cars like that.
No, really.
Some of them just hit the mark right, and that was one of them for sure.
Yeah, and that's why we remember them.
Yeah. And that's why Barry Jackson got $500,000 for it.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. That's another story.
And Brian will get his going.
Fantasy Island.
Yeah, Brian will get his going. I know. It'll be, it takes a while.
Yeah,
You got family, you got work.
Well, life gets in the way.
Yeah. But
Very true.
Anything new on the tool front, Brian? Anything new and exciting?
Trying to get people on the books. We got, like I said, we had the new wrenches that were for 80% rounded off. Been selling some of them. A lot of new lights. Light technology is good. You know, now we can walk around with the sun in our pocket and you can see everything.
Nice.
So we got lights. Our scanner's kicking ass. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Got a little skidded. But scanner is... doing real good, and like I said, keep on. Hopefully sell a couple toolboxes.
Yeah, cool.
We need storage units.
Very good.
Yeah. Have a place to keep this stuff.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, Brian, well, you hang in there with the snow. Hopefully everything will be more of the same. And we may be in for some of it ourselves tonight, but we'll be in touch.
I just want to say hey, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday night. You guys take care.
You got
take
it.
Care,
take care, man.
All right. So long. Yep. All right. That was Matt Goman, Brian, from down in Delaware way. And
usually we get the snow first.
I know. We've been Long Island.
Yeah, the weather just goes weird. It goes, it makes us look like J Loop, and then
Terry's above us, so he's been
right.
Terry and those guys have been getting everything. We've been kind of like in the middle, avoiding it.
Yeah,
I tell you, we're gonna
quote unquote sweet spot.
We're gonna take our last break, and I know Terry's been called the prince among LSs. So I figured this last song, besides the cool riff, because it's just so damn. You know, it's like that funk, jazz, ska, almost a little bit of everything. It's also a Prince reference, not Prince. Purple Rain or anything, but, you know, that'll be for another show. We'll be back in another couple seconds. Let's do a last break. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, 516-572-7440. We're in here with Terry Wilson, Coverman, and let's jam on with this on 90.3 WHPC.
Yeah.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motormouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Every sound, every note, including the bass, on this track is played by a monkey.
American Hit Radio, Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
All right, all you princes and paupers out there, we are jamming in here. I think everybody's dancing, even Joe. Joe,
ouch.
You're going to have to look into that knee later. We'll splint you, and don't worry, we'll get some ice on it for you.
All right, who's got the leave?
Back, Motormouth Radio, for our last segment. Ray Guarino, Joe D, Terry Wilson, we're here talking LS's, cars, Mustangs, Matco tools, you name, rear ends. God, you got it.
It's all just coming to the top.
516-572-7440. And if you want to catch this show as a podcast, go to motormouthradio.com or iHeartRadio. Spreaker has it. It's all over the place. Terry will probably put it up in his garage, I'm sure.
Oh, 100%.
It's going to be.
I'm doing it now.
You know, Terry, when we were talking about handling before, I watched your video and I said, hey, I got the book. Terry referenced this
make
book.
The muscle car handle. Yes,
Mark Stavinsky.
Yes.
I tell you, this thing is like the Bible for A-body handling.
Yep.
And I was glad to see you had this because I said,
yeah. Hey. SA Designs, they make all kinds of beautiful. Matter of fact, Kevin Tett's got a book on doing authentic patina.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You
saw
that? Yep.
Yeah. Yes, Kevin, we're trying to get Kevin on the show. We're working on scheduling.
Yeah.
In fact, talking about future shows, Audra Forden, again, who's a woman who owns a Great Bear location
right,
in Queens.
Over in Queens by
Great
me,
Great Bear.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. You still got Great Bear out here?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Man, I haven't seen Great Bear in a long time.
Well, it's
her family's had... I was delivering parts to her dad when I was a kid.
Right. Wow. Great Bear.
Like 30-odd years ago, yeah.
I remember the commercial.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great parts. Great service.
There you go. So Audra is going to be in the studio. We're just trying to figure out, we got to figure out scheduling. It's always always a thing. We're doing, Joe, the end of the month. Don't forget, we're doing our fundraiser. We're going to be on for 2 hours on the 30th.
The annual begging marathon.
So that'll be interesting. That kind of...
Please throw money.
Throw money at us.
Well, community college, that's how it works. Yeah,
we'll just put
listener
the hat
supported.
Out,
so. Exactly.
And Terry, you did some radio, so you know how that
I
goes.
I did, yes. That was what's called Host of Soul and Neo Soul Experience back in the day, yeah.
We have a guy here, DJ Solero.
Ooh.
It's Sol, Air, and O, and good friend of ours. Great guy, does some really cool stuff. Another guy that does has a lot of fun with this stuff. So yeah, so you know the dig. You know the
game. I know.
So what's coming up for the future? What do you got going on? Bill, I know you're working on the Chevelle. Where is that right now in transition? How's the car?
The Chevelle, the 67 Chevelle, that I had to put on hold because...
Oh, I didn't know about a 67.
Oh, yeah.
The
71 is pretty much done. It just needs paint.
Now get that defibrillated because Joe just had a heart attack. That's his baby.
Yeah, I've had a couple, three of them.
Well, it's funny because 71 Chevelle, 67 Chevelle, I bought out here.
Did you?
Yeah, I kind of beat the guy down because he tried to pull a fast one. So I was and he needed the...
Well, then he deserves it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Oh, no, totally.
Right.
I believe every man should get paid in full. But
hell yeah.
And, try to, take advantage.
Scamming.
Then, okay, exactly.
No.
But anyways, that car...
that never happens out here.
No, never. That car, the 71... The 67 has been put on hold because of my Trailblazer project. What happened was
I saw that too.
Yeah, you saw that. Yeah, I blew the transmission in it, and so a lot of things happened to this truck where I got rid of all-wheel drive because when I blew transmission, I blew the front diff, and so to change that, you got yanked. I didn't want to deal with that, so I was like, let's make it a rear-wheel drive because one of my buddies, he has a Trailblazer, and he says my wife drives a rear-wheel drive Trailblazer in Milwaukee. He goes, if you got decent snow tires, maybe put a bag of salt back there, you'll get around if you're not being like a hooligan. But
right.
he said one thing to me. He was like, how many times did you get snow where you couldn't drive last year? I was like, maybe four or five times.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, there's 365 days of the year.
Yeah. Right.
So it's 361 days. You're having fun with that truck if you take off that front unit, and you're going to get better gas mileage. Yeah, you know, like the debate is out if it's a quicker truck, you know, all wheel drive, you know,
right?
Like,
right.
You know, debate's out of me. But
yeah,
you're
rolling
not,
resistance.
Yeah, you don't have the heaviness of.
Yeah, the weight.
Yeah, the weight.
Rolling resistance, weight. Yeah. It kind of works against you, sure.
So after thinking about it, I was like, let me just take this away, you know, because now also I don't have to keep the wheels the same tire height,
right?
Because you know with an all wheel drive, everything's
got to be the same.
Perfect. Exactly. So now that truck is going to be something. You know, I'm putting a blower on it, and I'm going nuts with that.
Yikes.
You know, yeah. And as far as future, I was talking with Kevin Tetz. He's season three on his show. Kevin Tetz, Hands on Cars on Amazon Prime.
No,
he does
Paintrication, right?
But he also has a show called
his own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon Prime. What's it called? Hands on Cars with Kevin Tetz.
Yeah, I'd love
season
to get
three.
Love to get him on this show.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy. Season three, I'm going to be helping him with with one of his builds, which we can't talk about right now, but
right?
It's going to be pretty awesome. And I'm in talks with Richard Holdner as far as maybe getting something going on. And I got a couple of things that I'm working out. And,
nice.
But I'll always do the videos because the thing is that it makes me feel good about it makes me feel good about helping people out because what started was it was something where hey, you know, this is how I overcame this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people have the same problem. So it'd be nice for them to just go and say, okay, Terry took care of it this way. Maybe let me try that.
Right.
And it worked out. You know?
Yeah, with good viable alternatives to parts. I mean, you did that with that brake upgrade. That was fantastic.
That was a nice one.
It's good. It's all good stuff.
I love it. I love it. And like I said, it's about the hobby and it's about sharing. I mean, you don't want to be that guy who's like,
you just keep it all to yourself.
We know. We all know guys that are like that.
Job security, they say.
Yeah.
That's bull.
Yeah, and then you die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it all goes
off into nothingness. Yeah.
And the thing is, I purposely do, because I went to school. I was supposed to be a weatherman, like I told you, so communication, so I know how to edit and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I purposely don't get an expensive editing tool because I don't want it to be flashy.
Yeah.
I want it to be hardcore, pretty much, hey, this is how you take care of it. You know, like one guy in a two-car garage knocking it out.
Grassroots.
I don't want it to be like some, you know, something where, you know, like go to commercial break and it's like seven guys building the car and all that. No, that's not what it's about.
Well,
and I purposely, like I said, I purposely don't put like flashy intros and all that stuff because I don't think people want to see that, especially when you're the hardcore builder. You just want to get to the meat and potatoes.
Yes.
And so that's why I do not put a really flashy intro. Yeah, I got my What's Up Ellis Crazy Amigo thing, but
sure.
For the most part.
Yeah, some of these guys, they put out this whole thing and you got to skip past it. You know
what I mean? Yeah,
right,
exactly.
This 72 times
we're going to do this, coming right up. And then the intro comes in.
For guys out there who are thinking of doing video series, you got to think of your repeat viewers. I mean, you always got to think of the new people.
Always.
They don't know what you're doing, so you have to have some kind of an intro. But if it's too long, your repeat guys are going to be like, hey, you know what? Yeah, every week I saw that already.
You know, and the thing is that, you know, like I get, you know, you gotta pay attention to them. And, you know, I get comments and I listen to every one of them. And, you know, if it has merit.
What are some of the crazy ones you get? Because you get some really good comments.
I get some really good comments. For the most part, most of my viewers are on point and they're just beautiful people and they make me want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But then every now and then you get someone that comes in and, you know, I'm the type of person where if you come to me with a problem about me, you come to me the right way, I'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll understand it. I'll be like, yeah, let's see if we can work it out. You know, like, well, I hate it because you did this and did this. Well, the reason I did this was because of this. Give me a chance to explain myself or whatever. And if you have a good point, I'm going to be like, hey, sorry, listen, I understand where you're coming from. But if you come at me in a certain way and you don't have a point and you're just trying to be, trying to just make a stupid point, and right. you just don't have any point. It's going nowhere. Listen, thanks for being a fan. Take care.
Yeah. Right. Get you to know. The point. Yeah, it's all
have
about
a happy day.
It's all yeah. about mutual respect.
No, it's totally what it's about.
And, you know, if you want to jack around, you know, go somewhere else.
No,
and,
I don't. You don't have time for that.
Exactly.
And what's going to happen? You know, like, and
time's too precious.
No, exactly. And that's why I tell people who ask me how do I handle it. I'm like, you got one of two choices. You can let it bother you, mm-hmm. because if it bothers you, that means they win because that's what they mm-hmm. wanted to do.
Yeah. Right.
You know. Yeah. But you know, just listen to them, and if, like you said,
consider the source.
Exactly. And you know, if it's going nowhere, you know, tip your hat and slowly walk away.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to 67, let's jump back on that for a second.
You got him going now.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. What's the quick architecture for that car? Of course, we know what's going under the hood.
Oh, yeah, totally. But it's going to be a LY6. I almost had an LS7.
Okay.
I almost had an LS7, but I didn't jump fast enough.
Wow.
But I think what happened was I was ready to buy it, but then someone came and gave the guy more money, which
right.
they're going to tell me. So,
yeah.
So give me a chance to beat it, you know?
Right, right.
But yeah, so whatever it is. But no, it's going to have the same platform. I already have the engine and everything. It's going to have T56. All my cars are T50. It's funny, all the cars that I have, they start out as automatics.
Wow, yeah.
They start as automatics. It's going to T56. It's going to have an LY6. It's going to have a blower.
How was fitting the T56 in the 70? How did it fit with the floor?
Yeah, I had to cut. What I did was I cut, let's say, from the passenger side all the way to the firewall, like mid to where, like, the end of the, I guess, the console would go.
Yep.
All the way to the front of the floor, to the firewall, and over.
Yep.
Kind of almost making like a U-shape, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Put the transmission, raised it up, and then what happened was the floor started opening up. Get it to the position where you want it. Got the cross member in, get it to the position where you want it. Then raise it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Start welding metal plates in, and then you can load the transmission where it belongs. So there's like an extra... The A-bodies have the smallest... There you go. Exactly. The A-bodies have the smallest tunnels in the GM fleet.
You know, when I put it, I didn't use the T56. I used the TKO.
TKO. You had to do pretty much the same thing. TKO is a little smaller.
And they sent me a template.
Yes.
And I said, no way.
Yeah.
No way. So what I did is I cut a hole for the shifter to stick through.
Mm.
And then I started making that hole bigger and bigger and bigger.
And then that's what you get.
And like I said, by the time I was done, I put the template over and I said, son of a... That's what it
Son
was.
Son of a monkey.
It killed me to do that.
Oh, no. It hurts.
The floor was good.
It hurts, especially when you have a floor that survives.
But you know what? When I get out there and I shift that car and 30 years flies off my head, I say, this is cool.
Yeah. And you're on the highway at 70 miles an hour and you pop it into...
2,000 RPM.
Yes. Drops right down, yeah.
I'm actually having a tunability problem with that Joe and I were talking about last week, where I think I'm uncovering the carburetors are really... Because I'm carbureted.
Mm.
And I'm running low vacuum, so I got to...
You got to probably...
I don't have enough RPM, so... Anyway.
Well, what kind of cam are you running?
You know, I used the kit from Edelbrock. It was their cam that went with the dual quads. It was kind of engineered.
Ah, that's right.
I got the specs written down, but...
Right. We'll take a look at them.
It's not really crazy. It's not really stupid.
No, so you don't need a canister or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so it's not...
But, so anyway, we're going to get out of here. Kim's coming in to do Thunder Road.
Yeah, we got to set up Thunder Road time.
For Joe D. and Terry Wilson, thank you very much for coming in, Terry.
Nah, Coverman 66 in the house, man. Definitely check out YouTube, Coverman 66, no spaces. What's up?
Got it. We'll be back next week.
Take care.
See
on WHPC.
Mm-hmm.